as non-existent as the new briefs in my pigeonhole, which was filled, as usual, with circulars and manila envelopes.
On Her Majesty's service, hasn't our gracious Queen got anything better to do than keep writing me letters?
Rumpel!
Oh, God.
Have you heard the news? I've done it.
Then your only course is to plead guilty.
No, no. I've applied for silk. Claude Erskine Brown, QC. How do you think that sounds?
Pretty encouraging, if you're on the other side.
Oh, now don't alienate me, Rumpole, or I won't take you on as my junior.
But if I'm a QC as well...
You, Rumpole? You? You're far too...
Young?
I was going to say hopeless.
How dare you, you little...
Excuse me.
Well, hello.
I was looking for Horace Rumpole.
Are you sure that's who you want, Miss...
Trant. Phyllida Trant.
I am Horace Rumpole.
Then I believe you're my pupil master.
Am I really?
Yes. Yes, I believe so.
My new pupil was a straight-laced young woman with horn-rimmed spectacles on the end of her delicate nose.
We've had very few women in these chambers. Our Clerk Henry says we don't have the toilet accommodation. But I, for one, am all in favour of female barristers. Some of them, I'm sure, are just as